CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored. This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A week from today, Election Day, and the presidential candidates have some high-profile appearances. Donald Trump at a roundtable in Pennsylvania was asked about the controversy over remarks made at his Madison Square Garden rally, a comedian calling Puerto Rico an island of garbage.
No president's done more for Puerto Rico than I have, so thank you. That's really nice of you to say. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mayor.
Earlier, he spoke to supporters at Mar-a-Lago. Reporter Libby Cathy has that.
Towards the end of his 54-minute remarks, we heard what we think the purpose of having this press availability was, to serve as a pre-rebuttal to Vice President Kamala Harris's speech at the Ellipse tonight. He said that Harris is unfit for the presidency. His quote, he said that her campaign is one of hatred and division. He said, meanwhile, he is painting a broad coalition.
Reporter Aaron Navarro has more on Kamala Harris's closing argument.
We know that a contrast between her vision for the future of the country and Trump's will be a big part of the speech. You will hear her say the phrase, turn the page, a lot. And that's her referencing kind of Trump's general time and decade in the political spotlight. But we also know her campaign said today that she will be focused on her agenda on the economy, noting what she would do to lower costs as well as abortion rights.
Pennsylvania wraps up early voting today. Across the country, voters are trying to beat the expected crowds on Election Day. Reporter Matt Bigler in San Jose.
County Registrars and the U.S. Post Office are both asking that voters get their ballots in the mail sooner rather than later. That way, there's plenty of time to process them before Election Day.
If everyone decides to do it last minute, then it's more work for us to handle on Election Day.
Michael Borja with the Santa Clara County Registrar's Office says as long as ballots are postmarked on or before Election Day, they will be counted. Stephanie Lovell voted early and dropped her ballot off.
No lines, just dropped it off in the box and headed on with the rest of my day.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Jose, California.
At the UN Security Council today, some strong words from the U.S. ambassador after Israel voted to bar the UN Relief Agency for Palestinians.
The United States has made clear to Prime Minister Netanyahu that 1 year into this conflict, Israel must address the catastrophic humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
The UN Secretary General said preventing the agency from doing its work could have devastating consequences. The Pentagon's Inspector General said today Boeing has overcharged the Air Force for spare parts on transport planes, including marking up the price of soap dispensers by nearly 8,000%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us this Thursday from 4 to 6 for WFHR's Halloween special. It's going to be a spooky good time right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It is the first weekend of early in-person voting. If you plan on early voting, make sure to bring an official form of photo ID, like your driver's license. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Election Commission reported that municipal clerks were having issues with label printing delays, but that issue has been resolved. Dough at a Wisconsin pizza place was tainted with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza from Monday through Thursday with dough that was contaminated. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Famous Yeti shares an industrial kitchen with other businesses where they make food and other products. This makes it possible that it's an unfortunate and bizarre case of cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, and mild. Lows only drop to the mid-60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, couple of showers in the afternoon, highs in the low 70s and breezy. Showers and storms for Wednesday night, colder Thursday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she's a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. We'll find out how she is feeling heading into the election. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. And we'll end with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour.
Comes in left wing. What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores!
Now, here's your host, the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Good evening, hockey fans, and welcome to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers went to Denver last weekend to play the top-ranked team in the country, and the series opener on Friday night got off to a promising start. Gavin Morrissey with a steal and a snipe to give the Badgers a 1-0 lead. A little bit later, with forechecking pressure, the Badgers forced another turnover, and Quinn Finley with a beautiful backhander to make it 2-1. Denver, though, tied it late in the first. It remained that way until about midway through the third, when the Pioneers scored the go-ahead goal. They added an empty netter and won 4-2. Then on Saturday night, once again, the Badgers got off to a fast start. Finley with a power play blast about 8 minutes in, but once again, the Pioneers rallied. They scored three in the first, two late goals in the second, and beat the Badgers 6-1. So Wisconsin's 1-5 so far and resumes Big Ten play this weekend on the road at Notre Dame. Friday night, face-off at 6 o'clock, Saturday at 5 p.m. on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. And joining us now is head coach Mike Hastings. And, you know, Denver's really good. The defending national champions, no question about it. But Friday night in particular, that was a winnable game for your squad, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, while our journey right now is getting better on a daily basis, I thought last week, and you and I discussed this while we were out in Denver, I thought, you know, we built a pretty good week, and we moved the needle, and we were better on Friday. Thursday's practice, I thought, was a little substandard, getting off a plane and that. But that has to be cleaned up so we can continue to build some confidence. But I thought on Friday, we out physically, mentally, we got off to a good start and had opportunities to win a hockey game against a very good team on the road. I thought we laid everything out there on Friday. They found a way to get it to one goal lead in the third and extended it with an empty netter. And then on Saturday, we knew they'd be better because I thought we had carried the play quite a bit in Friday's tilt. They were, but we still got off to a power play goal and had a lead. And, you know, we got punched in the nose a little bit late in that initial period, and I thought it allowed them to extend a lead.
Yeah, they're up 3-1, and it stayed that way for quite a while. And then two penalties late in the second period really kind of bit you in the backside, didn't it?
It did, and again, we're finding different ways, but that was the first time that I've seen that discipline start to slide a little bit, and it ended up, you know, creating an opportunity for a very good hockey team, and you and I discussed this prior to the weekend. They're good enough on their own, right, creating their offense, and our puck management on Saturday was an issue, and then a little bit of our discipline, and hence it turns into a 6-1 game.
Now, that was a bit surprising because you've been a very disciplined team so far, and you were last season too. That's part of your DNA, really.
A little frustration, I think, and you know, we identify that. We can't accept it. We understand what our shortcomings are when we get into those situations, and try and make sure that we manage it better the next time that opportunity happens.
Yeah. You know, this is not the start that any of us expected, obviously. So how is the team handling it? You and I were talking before we came on the show here. You know, your job is to put your players in the best position to be successful on the ice. But you also have to manage them off the ice, too. And it's all about mental preparedness and the psyche. How's the psyche of the squad right now?
Well, the group, I think, collectively is, for what our record is and the fine line between winning and losing hockey games when you're not scoring is very fine. And you look at some guys that I think are off to really good starts. You look at Quinn Finley and where he's gone from his freshman year to his sophomore year. You look at Gavin Morrissey, who's come in and we did not foresee him being our first line center. And right now he's playing those minutes, offensively carrying it, penalty kill wise on the face off dot. He's off to a really good start. Ryland Mosley comes in as a transfer and has stepped in. And even over the last 3 weeks, excuse me, I think has asserted himself as a leader. Both in example setting and then accountability within our locker room. And then we've had some others that haven't gotten off to that start that we weren't foreseeing to be in that way. And so we're working with those young men, trying to get some confidence built up between the idea of being mentally tough and understanding that sometimes things don't go your way, and what do you do when adversity hits, and how do you prepare to be successful in that moment, and trying to do it collectively. So we've got guys in different spots mentally, and try and get them to understand that the more people we have pulling the rope in one direction, the more opportunity we're going to have some success. And then you get to the other piece is our goaltending. You know, our goaltending numbers need to be better, and I think that can happen not only from their performance, but from our support around them.
Yeah, the team's save percentage is right around 88%, 87%, maybe a little bit less. That's not good enough at this level, or really any level, for that matter.
No, it isn't. Being in the game for as long as I've been in the game doesn't mean anything other than I'm showing my age, right? that's about what that is. But what I have found within this game, you've got to be around that 90% to give yourself a chance. And our job, I think, is trying to put them in a good spot, but their job is with us collectively around them, allow them to get to those numbers where they're not seeing second and thirds. That happened a little bit on Saturday, but until that point, I can say from the beginning of the season up until that point, they hadn't had to go out and be put on an island. Now, there's two sides of that. You give somebody run support. If you're a pitcher and you know your margin of error is one or two runs and that's it, how comfortable are you going to get when you're out there between the posts and you've given up one early? So we've got to correct that piece to help our goaltenders out also by giving them some support offensively.
Tommy Scarfone is a senior transfer from RIT. He came here with 90 games of collegiate experience and was very successful, RIT's all-time winningest goaltender. He played virtually every game for the Tigers, too, over the last couple of years, too. You know, it's in his, DNA, if you will, that he can win hockey games for you.
Yeah, and we're going to put him in that position. You know, I mean, he's a guy that's got to go in there and put those broad shoulders, puff that chest out a little bit, say that this net is mine and take it and hold on to it. So, his week so far up until this point's been good. He's been very resilient. Hasn't been a finger pointer. You know, has been okay pointing a thumb and saying I need to be better. And I think collectively we all need to do that.
Yeah. We saw Kyle McClellan last year, put out his broad shoulders and puff his chest and took the job and ran with it. And look where that led you.
Right. And so we've got to take this a day at a time, and we'll have another opportunity on Friday, but Friday isn't here until it gets here. And so we've got a lot of work to do in between then.
Sure.
But a lot of that is preparing to succeed. And our goaltending is going to be a big part of that.
All right. How about William Grama? I mean, he's a sophomore. He only played four or five games a year ago. That was his first collegiate road start on Saturday at Denver. He is so athletic, but oftentimes his athletic ability takes him out of position a little bit, doesn't it?
That's something that we've been working in. And, Kevin Murdoch, our goaltending coach, if you look at players and the makeup of players, and there's positives and there's some holes. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here. With William, it's a little bit more of calming himself down and not being overreactive to trying so hard to save a puck that he's not in position to save the second one or the third one. And so I thought that happened a little bit on Saturday as that game continued to unravel a little bit, and I thought he just got a little overactive, and it's a learning experience for him. And we've already had some video sessions with him and talked to him about what he can do better and put himself in a position to succeed.
And you have a third goaltender too, in Anton Castro, who was successful in the USHL, won a Clark Cup with the Fargo Force a year ago. We saw him down in Omaha. He stopped 13 shots. All 13 he faced against the Mavericks in that exhibition game was really good in overtime too. Maybe somewhere along the line he gets a look.
Well, we're going to have to if it continues the way it is. And we're at a point right now where we've got to give guys opportunity to succeed or fail. Because what we've done up until this point isn't what we expect.
Sure. Badgers head to South Bend to take on Notre Dame this weekend. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The Wisconsin Badgers resume Big Ten play this weekend at Notre Dame. Again, we'll be on the air Friday night at 5:30 and Saturday at 4:30 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Head coach Mike Hastings is with us right now. And when we spoke in the first segment, you brought up the play of Quinn Finley and Rylan Mosley and Gavin Morrissey, and you said that you did not expect Morrissey to be in the position that he's in right now. Here's a young man from Rochester Hills, Michigan, just north of Detroit. A young man that first committed to Minnesota State. He hadn't played a lot because of injuries throughout his young career, but he's healthy now, and boy, he looks every bit like a top-line center in college hockey. So what first intrigued you about him when you were going through the recruiting process in Mankato?
Well, just his growth in a short period of time of opportunity when he was playing in Austin. Started off his season, and I think it was 10 to 12 games, really was not very productive offensively. The coach started to lean on him quite a bit from that point on, just in a lot of different roles, power play, penalty kill. He was playing a ton of minutes, and credit Todd Canott, our associate head coach, in the recruiting process. He just continued to watch. And all of a sudden, Gavin started to produce offensively while carrying the other minutes. And the one thing that I think that anybody that watches him right now, he's just a real intelligent hockey player. He understands how to get open. He understands how to manipulate guys' sticks, defenders, so that he can get a puck to where he wants to get it to with somebody being open. Trying to get him to be a little bit more of a shooter, and you saw that progression on Friday where he came in on a 2-on-1 and went bar down. Playing with a lot of confidence right now for a freshman. But I just think he's a real complete player, and now we've just got to try and, share the load a little bit offensively so that him and the other two that we've discussed aren't the only guys that are carrying the mail.
Yeah. Guys want to play with Gavin, right?
Yeah, guys want to play with good hockey players. Yeah, sure, they do. Sure. And so, you know, I think if we were to separate Mosley and Finley and Gav right now, I'd probably have two guys, maybe all three of them in my office knocking on the door saying, Coach, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So that's one consistent line that you have seen throughout, and it's because they're producing, they're playing honest hockey. They're making plays when they need to. They're defending when they need to. Mm-hmm. And they've just become a driving force for us. And we need somebody to follow that example and continue to support that group.
Yeah. Somebody suggested to me, because that line has produced so much, well, why not split them up and just sprinkle it through the lineup? But why are you going to fix something that ain't broke, right?
Well, I mean, we're obviously a work in progress, you know, and so there's nothing off the table. But yeah, I'm also a big believer that if something's working for a group, you try and do some other things as opposed to blowing everything up. Yeah. But you know, like I said, nothing's off the table. And if we need to redistribute those guys in different areas, we'll ask them to do that.
Yeah. You mentioned Quinn Finley too. This young man put on 10 to 15 pounds of muscle is what your strength and conditioning coach, Tom Inkrot, said. And he said, you know, oftentimes you hear say, oh, they put on 10 or 15 pounds of muscle. You know, what? He's like, no, honestly, he beefed up. And sometimes that additional muscle or weight can slow somebody down, but he actually looks faster than he did a year ago.
Oh, he's an elite skater.
Yeah.
Right. And I think he's a guy that has NHL skating ability, explosive. He's still trying to, at times, I'm sure when somebody gets a car with a lot of horsepower and they get behind it and they start driving it, they sometimes wonder when it is to put it on the gas and when it is to take it off. And Quinn's just really, both on the ice and off the ice, just continued to mature, doing the work that he has in the weight room, that translating to success on the ice, seeing him exert himself vocally in our locker room through this time of need. I think is showing him having confidence in himself, but not in an arrogant way at all, more in a supportive way of, hey, fellas, you know, just we need to continue to do this or we need to change that. And I just really like his growth, whether it's on the sheet or off the sheet.
Yeah. Quinn Finley, the Suamico, Wisconsin native, New York Islanders third round draft choice a couple of years ago. As a freshman last season, had 10 goals. He already has 5 this season. He could probably have a bunch more too, right? I think one thing that you've worked on with him is his accuracy.
Yeah, and he's working on that. The goal scorers love to score.
Yeah.
And, you know, he, through his foot speed, through some deception, he puts himself in position to have opportunities to shoot a puck on net. And there's two things that he's been working on, trying to change his point of release a little bit so he doesn't have him blocked as often. And then when he does have that opportunity, just narrowing it down and get it between the 4x6, because if that happens, good things happen, whether it's the goaltender has to make a save, there's a rebound there where he can get his own rebound or his line mates can.
Sure. Wisconsin heads to South Bend to take on Notre Dame this weekend. The Fighting Irish off to a nice start. They're 4-2, although last Saturday at home, they gave up 42 shots on goal and lost to Long Island 5-2. That was the first win for Long Island on the road against a nationally ranked opponent since that program began. We saw it against Lindenwood in the season opener here in Madison. On any given day, you can get beat. Notre Dame found that out on Saturday. That was unlike the Irish. They don't usually give up chances like that.
Yeah, Jeff will have them in line. You know, they'll make adjustments. I think it's the same thing with us. You try to get yourself to look in a mirror a little bit, and I guarantee you Notre Dame's going to do that, and we have to worry about ourselves being prepared to going into a den where the last time they played, they weren't successful, so they'll be excited about us coming into town, and we've got to change our minds.
Yeah, Jeff Jackson, longtime head coach at Notre Dame, nearing 600 wins, and he's going to step aside after this season. And he's been good for college hockey, whether it was at Lake Superior State or at Notre Dame.
A smart man.
Oh.
When you start talking about development, you start talking about the ability to win with different tools, different teams. What they did at Lake Superior State really put Lake Superior State on the map.
Right.
Back in the day with him and Anzalone. working together. Sure. And they were very successful. And whether he was at the national program and what he's been able to do at Notre Dame, when you start talking 600 wins, that's a body of work that's incredibly impressive. And he's helped Notre Dame get to where it's at. And, you know, I think he's earned the opportunity to go out on his own terms.
Yeah, Notre Dame has one of the better offensive players in the league, and Cole Kadubel has 5 goals and 10 points so far. A young sophomore in Danny Nelson, a second-round draft choice of the New York Islanders. They have a new goaltender now, too, after Ryan Bischel left, and he carried the load for them for a couple of years. But you had success. You went 4-0 against Notre Dame a year ago. Does that help now, or doesn't it really matter?
Well, I'm hoping the experience of our guys going in there and having some success for the guys that are returning. Yeah, I think that's a positive. But as we've stated before, there's 12 newbies, and you know, we're working on our dailies right now to make sure that we get to a point on Friday that we feel we're in our best spot to go and win a hockey game on the road, because these are points. It's not last weekend was incredibly important, but this weekend's more important because it's the games that are in front of us. The six that we've already gone by, you want to learn from them, and you have to do that as a group, try and grow from it. But our focus has to be what's out in the front windshield and what we get to control. And what that is going into a difficult place that team just lost their last game, so they'll be dialed, and so will we.
Yeah. Big Ten season really just starting. This will be Wisconsin's second conference series, Notre Dame's first. Minnesota and Penn State open league play this weekend at Mariucci. There's a long way to go, but a short time to get there. The old Smokey and the Bandit theme song, right?
Yeah. There's no time like the present.
Yes. Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate your time. Good luck against the Fighting Irish this weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
Sure. That's head coach Mike Hastings. Again, Wisconsin and Notre Dame, a 5:30 pregame face-off at 6 o'clock Friday night, and then Saturday a 4:30 pregame with 5 o'clock puck drop on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. We were talking about how well Wisconsin's top line is played. The other forwards in particular know they need to pick up the slack. I spoke with Christian Fitzgerald after practice yesterday. We'll hear from Christian coming up in just a bit. And the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team off to a 10-0 start on the road at St. Cloud State this weekend. We'll hear from Mark Johnson as well as we continue. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here are the trick-or-treat times in communities throughout the central Wisconsin area. Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Buren, Nacoues, and Port Edwards, 5 to 7 p.m. Vesper in the village and township of Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And Pittsville, 4 to 8 p.m. Trick-or-treat at the McMillan Memorial Library on October 31st from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. and show off your costume. And join the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge on November 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. in their Nightmare Before Christmas party to benefit those in need at Christmas time.
As we take a look at the Big Ten this week, Ohio State remains undefeated at 5-0-1 and ranked 15th this week in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll. The Buckeyes have a non-conference series at home against Lake Superior State this weekend. The highest-ranked Big Ten team is Michigan State. The Spartans are 5-1. They're third in the country and idle this weekend. Minnesota's 5-1, ranked fourth, and plays host to 4-1 Penn State this weekend. Both of those teams begin Big Ten competition at Mariucci Arena. And 11th-ranked Michigan is 3-2-1 this season and plays a pair at 5th-ranked Boston University. We all know the Badgers are off to a 1-5 start. They've scored only 10 goals in 6 games so far. The forward line of Gavin Morrissey, Rylan Mosley, and Quinn Finley have accounted for 9 of the Badgers' 10 goals. The rest of the forwards have yet to light the lamp, and that includes junior Christian Fitzgerald, who last year had 7 goals and 24 points in his first season with the Badgers. Fitzgerald also scored 16 goals as a freshman at Minnesota State, and he knows he and the rest of his teammates need to pick up the slack. I had a chance to speak with Christian Fitzgerald after practice yesterday.
A lot of expectations surrounding this team, and obviously you're not off to the start you would have liked, but you know, I watch practice every day, and you're out there working hard. Everybody is working hard. The chemistry seems to be good. What's the spirit of the team right now, Christian?
Yeah, I think everything considered, we're still in good spirits. I think we're really close. We're really close to being a really good team here. I think we just need to get a few more pucks in that for sure, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, this past weekend, there were long stretches, especially Friday, where you were better on the ice than the top-ranked team in the country. Did you see it that way, too?
Yeah, I think, like I said, it's like the work we've put in. I think we're close, like I said, but it's also kind of refreshing to see. You know, we're competitive with the number one team in the nation. Obviously, we need better results. 0-2 against them is not good enough, but we're right there. And in the first game, we need to be a lot better in the second, but had a good first half, the first period, and need to keep pushing for more.
True. So you think just 1 or 2 go in, and that might just get it going a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I think Finner, Gav, and Moe's have been awesome for us so far, and I think if you look down the chart, obviously there hasn't been many other goals outside of those three guys. So I think once we all start clicking, I think we'll be able to do some special things from that point on.
Yeah, and O'Reilly Mosley told me last week that guys are kind of gripping their sticks. Is that, I mean, that's what's happening right now?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, yeah, obviously, I think we've only scored max 4 goals in a game. Yeah. And obviously, potted 2 the last 4 games straight, I think. Like, that's not going to win you many games, and we need guys to put pucks in that, and I think we're going to start doing that real soon.
Sure. Christian Fitzgerald was with us. So how are you feeling right now?
Obviously a little frustrated with the start we've gotten off to, but I don't think that's deterred us from like getting back to work every week and try to put our best foot forward come the weekend.
Yeah. Are you feeling the same way that once one goes in for you, you'll feel a little bit better about things?
Yeah, I feel like once I punt one, hopefully the floodgates open a bit here. So
yeah,
I just got to keep working on my shot, and we'll see. I'm sure the results will come.
Yeah, I tell you, I love watching you skate. And when you skate, things happen, and you create opportunities, and you got to keep doing that, right? That's the MO that you play with, right?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely need to continue to move my feet, and I feel like kind of get in trouble sometimes when I don't move them, so I got to definitely use that asset.
Sure. You go to Notre Dame this weekend, and we can talk about the 1-5 start, but you still have a lot of Big Ten hockey left to be played, and you can really set the table for a good run during the season if you take care of business in the conference. Do you gain any confidence knowing that you swept Notre Dame in all four games you played them last year?
I mean, it's nice to have in the back of your head, but obviously, you know, getting swept for them, like, they're going to come out hungry, and
yeah,
we got to win some games here and string some together. So I think we're both kind of in a position where we need some wins, and should be a competitive weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And one more for you. I know they're back in juniors when you played in Surrey, you played with Tommy Scarfone, who is now one of the goaltenders here. Did you chat with Tommy at all before he made his decision to leave RIT to come to Wisconsin?
No, not before. Once he was in the portal, I reached out to him, talked to our coach and staff. Obviously, I had a good relationship with Scarfy while we were in Surrey, and it's pretty cool that we're able to kind of reconvene here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. How's he handled? I mean, he's going from one school to another and trying to meet new guys and learn so many different things. How's he handling it?
I think he's handled it well. I think we have such strong culture here. I think everybody wants to be a part of this program, and I think once you kind of get an inside look at what the guys are like day in, day out, it's something pretty special to be a part of. So. Yeah.
And I saw the numbers he put up at RIT and what he put up in juniors as well. He's a guy that can carry the mail, isn't he?
Yeah, for sure. He's an unbelievable goalie, and I think that's one of the reasons we brought him in, for sure. So not a bad guy to hang around as well.
That's Badgers forward Christian Fitzgerald. Wisconsin on the road this weekend to play Notre Dame. Face-off Friday night at 6 and Saturday at 5 on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Well, five WCHA teams are ranked in the top 8 in the U.S. College Hockey Online poll. Ohio State second, Minnesota's third, Minnesota Duluth ranked fourth, St. Cloud State is eighth, and the top-ranked team in the country is Wisconsin. The Badgers are 10-0 and visit the Huskies this weekend, and we'll hear from head coach Mark Johnson next. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Richter for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
Have you ever tried to put a roof on your house?
Ouch!
What about trying to run power to your new hot tub? Yep, we've all made that mistake. Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. We have an amazing team of experts that are ready to get to work for you. We use the latest technology to design and manufacture your custom Cleary building, giving you the best value for the building you deserve. Stop in or explore clearybuilding.com today.
Cleary built with pride, the world of Shamrock supplied.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour, and the top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team is 10-0, 6-0 in the WCHA after sweeping Bemidji State last weekend. Thursday night, a 4-0 victory, then Saturday, a 6-0 victory. Thursday, four different Badgers lit the lamp, including Layla Edwards, who scored in the first period. That goal was the 100th point of Layla's career. Claire Enright, Caroline Harvey, and Marianne Picard also scored. Ava McNaughton with 13 saves. And then Friday, Lacey Eden scored a couple of goals. Kelly Gorbatenko, Cassie Hall, Kirsten Sims, and Edwards also scored in that 6-0 victory. Ava McNaughton and Quinn Kunitz combined in the shutout in goal. And joining us now is head coach Mark Johnson. And anytime you can win two games on a weekend, that's good. What did you think of your performance against Bemidji State?
Overall, it was good. The challenge becomes, you go up to Minnesota and then win a couple games up Minneapolis, and then you're coming back on a short turnaround. We actually played six games in 14 days. So Thursday night, it's a different routine for us because we normally don't play on Thursday, and we play a bunch of afternoon games, so you throw all that in it. Are we ready to play?
Right.
In the first period, with no penalties on either side, it sort of flowed, and it just sort of looked okay for everybody. But, it's a series where you mentally have to get ready. You know what you're up against. And, my message to the team for both games was, let's just not get outworked. Let's make sure at the end of Thursday and Friday night's game, we can at least say, hey, we outworked our opponents. Now, if we outwork them, chances are we're going to probably win the games or at least have a chance to be successful. And so, it's part of the process where, your A game may not be there Thursday night, but can you figure out how to get some goals and how to win a game? And once we started the second period, we started to move our feet, move the puck, and as we started to do that, we created chances and then ended up taking control of the game.
Yeah. What's encouraging, too, is you're getting scoring from so many different people. One night it could be somebody else, and the next night it could be somebody else. That's good to see as a head coach, isn't it?
And the example in Thursday's game, our best line was Picard's line. I don't think they had a bad shift the whole game. They came with energy. They created chances. They ended up scoring goals. And then Friday night's game came along, so I started them. They earned the right to start and get introduced in front of the home crowd. And, we started the game off Friday in a much better fashion where, we were moving our feet, we're moving the pucks, we're playing with speed, and you end up having the puck a lot. And then you create chances, and, can you get some by the goaltender? And we did a much better job overall in the 60 minutes Friday than we did Thursday. But that's all part of, the season.
Right.
You have 34 games and they're all not going to be perfect. And so when they're not perfect, how can you figure them out and make them better?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did Thursday. And then we carried that over into Friday's game. But it's nice to have that depth because, your top scorers get shut down. Who's our next layer?
Right.
And we have those next layers. And then, Friday night, the horses came and they started to, move and create those chances. And then the puck started going in for them.
Yeah. We oftentimes, Mark, talk about Casey O'Brien or Kirsten Sims or Layla Edwards or Caroline Harvey, the All-American players that you have on your roster. But the improvement that Marianne Picard has made over the last couple of years, you're finally seeing the type of player that you recruited. You also have to keep in mind she battled some injuries early on in her career, too.
Yeah, she missed the first year with a knee surgery. And, she understands her role, what's expected of her. We put her in the penalty kill a little bit this weekend. So that expands her role, but they know they're capable of creating energy, and to have Claire there, who's healthy, who missed all of last season, as she continues to play games and continues to get better. But Waz has been good. I mean, her energy level's high, her speed's really good, she's scoring. She's making herself effective on the ice, whether it's killing penalties or 5-on-5. And so, as I said, Thursday night, they were by far our best line.
Yeah, Waz is Sarah Woznevich, who's had a very nice start to this season. The Badgers, again, 10-0 right now, hitting the road to take on St. Cloud State this weekend. We'll tell you more about the Huskies in just a bit. You know, Bemidji State, like you said, they are structured. They blocked, I think, 40 shots in the two-game series. It's awfully tough to get the pucks through to them. How do you break it down when they pack it in so much?
Well, the big thing is to, as I call it, change ice, you know, from one side to the other, especially if you're behind the net, because, you know, if they're packing it in and you're in one corner, there's going to be five Bemidji players, and you're probably going to have two or three. So you got seven or eight people on the ice in this small little area in the corner. And so coaches sometimes call that's like the graveyard. That's the, sure. that's the cemetery, because the team that's defending wants that puck there, and they can outnumber you. Now they can break out. So how quickly can I get that puck out of that space? And if I can get to the other side of the ice, especially behind the net, now you have some space. Now you can make some plays. And if you look at Saturday night, we scored three goals by doing that.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, people are looking at the puck, and here comes an open Badger, and the puck gets there, boom, it's in the back of the net. Mm-hmm. So those are the things you try to work on when teams pack it in like that. And, you know, St. Cloud will be similar, except the ice sheet's going to be bigger.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more challenging to do. But if you can get the puck from one side to the other, or out to your strong side point, mm-hmm. now you've created a little time and space, and now I can do something offensively. But other than that, if you're just shooting pucks, they're blocking, and their goalie's seeing it, and it's, you know, face off next to her, or
right.
else they get the puck and they break out on you.
All right. Hey, Layla Edwards is having a fine year, and on Friday against Bemidji State, Mark was down a defenseman. Ava Murphy actually missed both games because of an illness, so you only had five defensemen both games. But you put Layla Edwards back on defense. What was her reaction when you said, hey, you know, get out there and play D, and what were your thoughts of her playing defense? And I'm wondering, you know, she probably learned a little bit from her sister, Shayla, who is a very good defenseman for you, too.
Yeah, it's the third time we've done it. We did it one game against Lindenwood for two periods, and then we did it out BC the third period of one of our games. And so when we got to 4-0, you know, it gave me an opportunity to do some shifting. And what I mean by that, if I move her back to defense, that opens up a spot as a forward. Now I can take somebody and give them some playing time, which we did with Bella,
sure.
who dressed both games. She didn't play in Thursday's game, but I gave her ice time, you know, the second half of Friday's game, and it's the first time she's played for us.
Yeah.
She's been around for a year and a change, and you know, due to injuries and the surgery last year, and her coming back this year, this is the first time she got to wear the jersey and play, so it was an opportunity. But she's been back there, Layla, before. She's got that long reach.
Yeah.
She's a good passer, and so, you know, her first shift didn't look very good because, again, if you try to hang on to the puck too long in certain parts of the ice, it's not too smart, but she can recover quickly. But she had a big smile on her face as she came back to the bench, and I told her to move down to the other end of the bench knowing that she was going to play defense. So she was quite excited, and, again, gives us an opportunity to move people around and expose them to different positions.
Sure. You mentioned Bella Vasseur. Her hometown is listed as Oregon, Wisconsin. She played at Bishop Kearney. She's coming back from an injury. And, yeah, I'm sure the excitement in knowing that she's finally getting to suit up for your squad and then play for the Wisconsin Badgers. What a thrill for her.
Very exciting for her. I mean, it's been a long, long, hard road, and, you know, she's stuck to it. Her teammates have been really supportive of her, and, you know, anytime you put that jersey on for the first time, especially at home and go in front of the home crowd, and then to get on the ice, you know, it's a great memory for her, and hopefully she'll continue to progress and, you know, work for more ice time
mm-hmm.
and get herself in a position where she can play regular for us.
Sure. Mark Johnson with us. The Wisconsin women's hockey team having no issues scoring goals this season. Unfortunately, the Wisconsin men's hockey team is having issues scoring goals, only 10 in six games so far. Mark, I don't think you ever had a slump in your collegiate career. Probably as a youth growing up, you didn't have a scoring slump either. But when you get to the National Hockey League, sometimes the puck doesn't go in. It's not as easy to light the lamp against professionals. When you are in a quote-unquote scoring slump, what do you try to concentrate on? Or if your team is having problems putting the puck away, what do you try to concentrate on to try to lift them up and hopefully produce some goals in the very near future?
That's a great question. You know, we had Sims go through, you know, three or four games without
yeah.
scoring, and you know, she ended up popping one in Saturday, could have had a couple, hit a post Friday. So I break it down into are you getting scoring chances? Mm-hmm. And if you're getting scoring chances, it's eventually going to go in for you. If you're not getting scoring chances, then you have to look at how we're playing and are we working on things to help create those opportunities? And again, you know, so many coaches, when they first get a team, the first thing they're going to do is work on their defensive responsibilities because we're all afraid of getting scored on. We right. don't want to get scored on. And so if we're not scoring goals, you know, okay, we need to work on the offensive aspects of it. And so 70 to 80% of the goals are scored, you know, from short distances. And so am I going into those spots? Am I willing to pay the price to go in there? And then, you know, again, if we're working on the offensive part of the game, eventually it'll come. Mm-hmm. And then you need some kids that are, I don't want to say natural scorers, but scoring becomes easier for them than other kids.
Yeah.
So you look at Joe Pavelski. Yeah. I mean, wherever he went, everybody told him he was too slow, wasn't this, wasn't that, and all he did was score goals.
Right.
Whatever. I remember when he was a mite and scored 9 goals against this one day when I'm coaching on the other team. And then you watched him at Wisconsin. You watched him in junior when he went down and played in junior. You watched him, you know, in the NHL. And wherever he goes, he scored goals. And
right.
so what is he doing? Mm-hmm. And so he's a guy you can have a conversation with, you know, and he's always working on his game, you know, stick release. He didn't have the hardest shot, didn't have the fastest shot, didn't have the quickest shot, but he always worked on his accuracy. So with Sims, it's like, you know, when you get into your spots, it's can I hit my spot at the net,
right?
You know, and have a feel of where I want to put the puck because, you know, everybody's attracted to her, you know, because they know what she can do if she gets open in the offensive zone. And so with her, it was just a matter of don't getting frustrated because you're getting chances. I mean, against Duluth, she had 6 posts one game. And then Friday night, you know, she's got this open shot and rattles it off the crossbar. And it's just like, and yeah. so Saturday when she scored and hit her spot, you know, her coming to the bench, you could just see that smile. And it's like, okay, I can score again. And so the easiest thing to do for players is to start gripping the stick yeah. and making it harder. And it's more about relaxing, analyzing your shifts. Am I getting opportunities? If I'm not getting opportunities, what do I need to do to get those opportunities?
Sure. Well, speaking of scoring goals or not allowing goals, St. Cloud State is one of the stingiest defensive teams in the country. The Wisconsin women play at St. Cloud State Friday at 3 o'clock, Saturday at 1 o'clock. The Huskies are 7-1-2. They're 3-1-2 in the WCHA, currently in third place, ranked 8th in the country. They had a shootout win and a regulation win against St. Thomas last weekend. 2 weeks ago, they had a shootout win at Ohio State. This is a team that's given up only 13 goals in 10 games. Brian Adolski has done a nice job with that squad, hasn't he?
There you go. You're talking about coaches coming in and making sure we didn't get scored on. They do a real good job. They're structured well. They've got, you know, last year they had 2 really good goaltenders. This year they, you know, they lost one, but they still have a real good goaltender. So, mm-hmm. you know, your areas, especially on the big sheet up there Friday and Saturday, is when you get inside the dot, you got to get pucks to the net, because if there's a rebound and it goes in the corner, they can get structured back within their positioning before you get the puck and bring it back into the scoring area. So your zone entries are going to be important. You got to stay out of the penalty box, and then you got to play on your toes. That's the big thing for us, is we showed that Friday in our game against Bemidji. When we play on our toes, we have the puck a lot. We create a lot of chances. And then eventually you'll score goals. But they'll be stingy up there, and they'll be probably 2 tight games. And hopefully, you know, our power play is still effective. Hopefully you stay out of the box.
Yep.
And then hopefully, you know, you don't get caught in bad line changes in the second period, because it's so difficult and challenging.
Long way to go. Yeah. Long way to go. That's head coach Mark Johnson. Again, the Wisconsin women play at St. Cloud State Friday at 3 o'clock and Saturday at 1 o'clock. Both games on the radio in Madison on 1070 WTSO. My thanks to Mark, and stay tuned. We'll wrap things up in a moment. This is the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is up for grabs in Iowa City. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about rich folks. They just keep getting richer. And I bet nobody listening to this broadcast will be surprised to learn that since 2020, the five richest billionaires have more than doubled their wealth in just a few years. I mean, the system really does reward the winners. But I think it's time to shift the balance. And me and the 6 million members at Work Money have some ideas. It's on us to pull our chair up to the table where those folks are making decisions. As consumers, we vote with our wallets. As citizens and constituents, we hold elected officials accountable to what we need from them. That's what we do at Work Money. You want to get involved? You can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. Join us. Help make sure your voice is heard. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Everything about advertising can be terrifying to business owners. Don't let that chill go down your spine the next time you hear the word sales. Call me today. I'm Ashley, and I can take the fright out of advertising for your business. With our network abilities in digital, radio, and web, we possess all the tools to make your business successful. Call me today at 715-496-0710. Because here at 97.5 FM WFHR, we want you to succeed.
My thanks to head coach Mark Johnson. His top-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team travels north to take on 8th-ranked St. Cloud State Friday at 3 o'clock and then Saturday at 1 o'clock. Both games live in Madison on the radio, 1070 WTSO, also on the Big Ten Plus stream if you'd like. And then after the St. Cloud State series, the Wisconsin women take the weekend off while USA Hockey and Hockey Canada get together for the annual rivalry series. And six former and current Wisconsin women's hockey players were named to the USA roster for the upcoming rivalry series. The current Badgers, Lacey Eden, Layla Edwards, Caroline Harvey, and Kirsten Sims will join former UW standouts Britta Curl and Hillary Knight with Team USA as the Americans will face Canada three times this month, beginning November 6th in San Jose, California, then November 8th in Salt Lake City, and finally November 10th in Boise, Idaho. So after the rivalry series, the Badgers will get back together, and then they have a trip to Columbus to take on second-ranked Ohio State November 15th and 16th. The next time the Wisconsin women's hockey team is at Laban Arena, November 22nd and 23rd against St. Thomas. Again, the Badger women skate at St. Cloud State Friday at 3 o'clock and Saturday at 1 o'clock. Both games on the radio in Madison on 1070 WTSO, also on the Big Ten Plus stream. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin men's hockey team resumes Big Ten play this weekend at Notre Dame. 6 o'clock puck drop on Friday, pregame at 5:30, and then Saturday's coverage at 4:30 with face-off at 5 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. And then Wisconsin will play 6 of its next 8 games at the Kohl Center, November 8th and 9th against Minnesota. Then there's a trip to State College to play Penn State the 15th and 16th. Then after a week off, the Badgers host Alaska Anchorage November 29th and 30th. And then defending Big Ten regular season champion Michigan State comes to Madison December 6th and 7th. We'd love to see you at the rink. Go to uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS for ticket information. My thanks to producer-engineer Dave McCann and head coaches Mark Johnson and Mike Hastings. I'm Brian Posick. Thanks so much for listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.